I want to try an experimental approach to a course. I thought I'd use the book that I did recently called Usable Thoughts, Climate, Water, and Weather in the 21st Century. Starting off with a quote. The idea is that the bullets would then explain in more detail the quotes. The information I'm about to give comes from a book done by William Burroughs. This particular book is called Climate into the 21st Century. What I will do is to read a quote taken from the Burroughs book, and that will be followed by brief comments about the quote. A century of discovery. Climate-related science and technology and the expansion of information and capability for planning and early warning during the 20th century prepare us for the 21st century. Now, in the 21st century, new climate challenges confront us. And now the comments. People live and societies operate largely by the expected flow of the seasons, wet and dry, warm and cold, or various combinations of these factors. Most people around the globe are concerned about climate, water, and weather only from season to season, or when climate extremes affects them personally from time to time. Unbeknownst to most people is the reality that the climate system, really atmospheric behavior, directly and indirectly influences nearly all human activities as well as all ecosystems. In fact, the climate system varies at all time scales, not just seasonally, and exhibits trends and apparent cycles in temperature and rainfall. Local climate that we have come to know, expect, and cope with are now changing in an unprecedented way. The atmosphere is heating up with unknown consequences for lifestyles and well-being. Some foresee prosperity, the warmer the atmosphere, the better, while others see destitution, the worldwide collapse of ecosystems. The answers lie somewhere in between. Governments' concern about global warming of the Earth's atmosphere has sharply increased, partly because unprecedented warming occurred in the 20th century and will continue into the 21st century. Political concern centers on the extent to which societal emissions of climate warming gases like carbon dioxide are a major cause of global warming. In 2007, several events, including the release of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's fourth assessment, that is the IPCC report, the worldwide viewing of Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, and the awarding of the Nobel Prize to both the IPCC and Gore, supplied reason enough for governments to take the causes and consequences of global warming much more seriously. Societies must find ways to cope effectively with a varying and changing climate and its extremes, and to be better prepared to cope with changes that will foreseeably accompany global warming of 2 or 3 degrees Celsius decades into the future.